London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Fresh elections to be called in Venezuela within a year as the president resigns under pressure from the army. The downfall of Hugo Chavez leaves Cuba without oil supplies. And in Guyana, anti-government demonstrators march through the streets of the capital. I'm Rosie Hayes, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Calm is being restored to the streets of Venezuela, and tonight the deposed president, Hugo Chavez, is languishing in a military prison. Violent anti-government demonstrations, which left 13 people dead and dozens more injured, brought an end to the reign of Hugo Chavez, who left the presidential palace in Caracas wearing his military fatigues and red beret. Now the head of Venezuela's business association, Pedro Carmona, will head a transitional government made up of military and civilian personnel. Mr. Carmona has since said that elections will be held within a year. In recent months, Chavez had faced mounting opposition from political foes, business and labor leaders, and even dissident military officers. His critics accused him of trying to impose a Cuban-style left-wing regime and attacked him for failing to deliver on election promises to reduce chronic poverty, widespread unemployment, and rampant crime. The military is still considering whether to bring charges against Mr. Chavez for the deaths of the